This week, the world lost a great punk rock musician, Brandon Carlile, drummer of Teenage Bottle Rocket. We usually run a station ID right here prior to every show, but instead, we at Dying Scene Radio would like to take this opportunity to extend our thoughts and prayers to Ray, Milo, and the entire Carlile clan, as well as Miguel, Cody, and the extended TBR family. When my pops passed away this year from cancer, a lot of people said similar words like this to me, thoughts, prayers. And I thought, why are you telling me your thoughts and prayers are with me? You're sending me PMA? Thanks. What exactly does that even mean anyway? These cliche terms. I don't know. The truth is, though, we all are going to die. But the saddest thing about this whole ordeal is how young Brandon was to have his life cut short, and how tough it's got to be for a fucking twin to deal with losing his other half. A father's one thing. A twin brother is another. I have an Irish twin, and although I've tried to kill him so many times, it would be unimaginable if he died prematurely. Losing a really close family member is something people just don't understand until it happens to them. Rest in peace, Brandon Carlile. Our thoughts and prayers are with you. Now let's listen to some fucking punk rock music on Dying Scene Radio.
Dying Scene Radio.
On air. Hey, how you doing? I'm Bobby Pickles with Dying Scene Radio. I'm in Jersey City today, speaking with my good friend, Mr. Stupid Martini.
That's me.
His name. That's his real name, ladies and gentlemen.
That's me.
Stupid Martini. What's your real name?
Adrian DeMartini.
What's your Christian name? That's your Christian name?
Yes, Adrian DeMartini.
That's what you call it? You call it your Christian name?
No, absolutely not.
Why not?
I call it my name. It's my name. I'm not a Christian, Bobby.
Oh, you're not?
Nope, not a good Catholic boy like
you. Don't
you
believe in God, Martini?
Nope.
Why not?
Mm-hmm.
Martini, I have to acknowledge something. I asked for forgiveness from God from this past week. Last week's episode was horrific. I conducted it with Ben Coletti down in Florida. I was completely drunk. It was unprofessional, Martini. You could hear it in my voice, our voice. There's a lot of rambling.
Yeah, of course there was. That's what happens whenever you hang out with Coletti.
Yeah. It wasn't good, Martini.
No, because
so we're
going
to make it up.
You're wasted the whole time.
Yeah. Today, you and I, we're going to be more focused, right?
Absolutely.
Okay, good. So I extend my condolences to the Lord Jesus for how I acted. I don't remember Halloween, Martini. You know, like that Misfit song? Uh-huh. I really don't remember it. And you know what? To be honest with you, it really wasn't a good week in punk rock.
Are you talking about you don't remember this Halloween that just passed?
No.
Or the Halloween 2 years ago when you shit yourself?
You son of a bitch.
Okay, we'll go
with now you have to say it. No, now you have to say it.
Well, you remember that.
I do remember that. Even though I was more wasted, I would say, on that Halloween.
Well, you did shit yourself in public.
Now, go ahead and tell everybody just for the sake of entertainment.
I don't have to. Everybody knows this story.
Please, really fast.
You were at a party talking. You went to fart and completely shit yourself, but not even like solid. I mean, like, you really, not like a little dingleberry was stuck there. You full on like runny diarrhea.
Martini, this was at a costume party at a fucking skate park. I rode my bike there.
Mm-hmm. I remember it all.
Yeah. I had to ride my shit covered pants bike all the way back to your house drunken. And then I awoke to the warm touch of your hand, waking me up, kicking me out of the house nice and swiftly. And then you came back from work and bleached your bathroom. Is that correct?
I did. I took everything out and then sprayed it down with bleach and scrubbed it.
Oh, God, that was awesome.
And there was poop to be scrubbed.
Now, listen, I really do apologize to Masked Intruder. Last week, I wrote a little bit of gonzo journalism, and it was all sarcastic. All the writing that I used to write in the description and stuff like that about the band manager who screwed us over twice and, you know, basically bumped us twice. Elena and I in Manhattan first, and then down in Tampa, Coletti and I. That was all shtick, all the writing. I just wanted to say that. And anyway, horrible news in the punk rock world this week, Martini. And actually, I saw the guy at that concert I was just talking about in Tampa. Coletti and I paid his friend who was not drunk $60 to drive us from the beach to the Orpheum to go see Mass Intruder. We're going to try to get the interview. Like I said, we were screwed over. I'm sitting there in the audience watching Mass Intruder. Right over the left of me is Brandon Carlisle, the drummer of Teenage Bottle Rocket. And I'm such a retarded idiot. I'm like, who the fuck is that? Who the fuck? You know? And I got my bag full of recording equipment. I knew him. I knew the face. I'm friends with him on Facebook. Anyway, Martini, it's horrible, bro. Sometime in Gainesville, his roommate found him unresponsive. And he was in a coma for like 3-4 days. And then just today, November, what's today, 6th?
7th.
Today's the 7th? It must have been really early this morning. They took him off life support and he died.
Well,
isn't that fucking crazy? And I just saw them actually play. They got up and played a set on the stage at the Orpheum with just a 3-piece. They're actually a 4-piece, but their other singer guitarist had not made the plane flight. So they played in a 3-piece. It was him, his brother playing guitar and singing, and then their bassist, Miguel Chen or whatever.
Well, that's a bummer.
That's a total bummer, right?
Yep.
It's fucking crazy. And then just how ironic, they just released a music video called Dead Saturday. What's today, Martini?
Today's Saturday.
Yeah, today's Saturday. That's when we do the recording. They just released a music video, Wyoming Pop Punk Teenage Bottle Rocket. Their song Dead Saturday. It's on dyingscene.com. You guys can check that out. Rest in peace, Brandon Carlisle. Really, seriously, I lost my father this year. I don't find it funny when people die. Everybody's going to, especially Martini, and he's going to go to hell directly to there, but he doesn't care. Anyway,
nope.
This is Teenage Bottle Rocket with Dead Saturday on Dying Scene Radio.
What's your name? Outstanding. You're listening to Dying Scene Radio.
Tossed up on their lives in my head held tight just to keep me from looking side to side. If I ever got a moment just to catch my breath, my adrenaline will leave me and I die. No, I know you told me so, I gotta find a way to cut down. singing to myself a little song. And the people walking by switch to the other side. Well, I guess they don't wanna sing along. No, I know you told me so. I gotta find a way to calm down. But if I'm gonna hear this, I'll glad the voice is just sick. So keep cool, all together now. You know I never learn to keep my head down. I'll pick it up, I'll pick it up until it starts like a whack-a-mole. Come in to define them at the starting line. Where am I in relation to my goal? Reset, reset!
You're listening to Dying Scene Radio.
White Owl from White Trash, Murphy's Law, Scarhead, all the fucking motherfucking bands in New York, giving you a shot and telling you you're listening to Dying Scene Radio.
Right there, that was Brick by Brick with their new track, These Streets. And it's actually a music video that they released for that track right there. And you can watch that on dyingscene.com. They hail from Albany, New York. They're a hardcore outfit out of upstate. Before that was UK punk act Drones, who've also released a music video for that track right there from Birth the Grave. You can check that out, of course, on the Dying Scene website as well. Second in the set was The Driggs, who have also released a new music video for that track right there, Ready Set. They're from Boston, Montini. Three music videos. What do you think, man?
It's incredible. It was
amazing. Are you going to have a music video for your band?
We're talking about it.
Yeah?
Yeah, I don't know. Who knows? Maybe we will, maybe we won't.
What do you
play? I'd like to. Huh?
What kind of instrument do you play, Montini?
The bass guitar.
I used to play the bass guitar.
Well, if that's what you call it.
I was horrible. You're way better. I'm
that's
sure.
what I meant. I meant that you were terrible.
Yeah.
That's what that joke meant.
Thanks, Monty. I wish you had your equipment with you. If you could play a song for us, that would have been awesome, man. Too bad. It's really too bad.
Just listen to the song.
Listen to what song?
Stoked. By the Money Shot.
Hey, just calm down. We're going to play your songs later on in the show, okay?
No, I know.
It's coming up.
I would hope you'd save it
But
for
you
last.
Guys just came out with a new record, right?
Yep, we did. I guess it's out right now. It's coming out. We're doing the album release show on December 12th in Jersey City at Porta. But we got the CDs in. The vinyl's getting pressed now. I think it goes up maybe in the next couple of days on...
What record company?
Online. Killing Horse Records.
Killing Horse Records?
Yep, out of New Jersey.
Go fuck yourself. Everything you say is futile. Let's get into some news.
I agree.
Just a week after announcing he would be leaving Bad Religion, of which he was a member for 15 years, drummer Brooks Wackerman seems to have found a new gig with Avenged Sevenfold.
Gay. Now,
exactly.
That band sucks.
Dude, last week we reported on this, man, and Elena had a couple things to say. By the way, I would like to mention Elena's off this week, obviously, and my dickhead French Super Martini's here, but she'll be back next week with an all-new episode of Dying Scene Radio. Anyway, Coletti had a little thing to say about this. I actually have a snippet here. Let me play it right now for you. Come on. So Brooks Wackerman left Bad Religion, and he joined Avenged Sevenfold instead. I thought that was a stupid idea because Avenged Sevenfold sucks. And what'd you say?
It's not stupid. Avenged Sevenfold does do good music. And if you understand and listen to the guitarist, the bassist, and the drummer, their harmony together, actually, the way they feel together, you can just tell out of their music how good it feels for them. They're broadcasting their soul to the world, man. I need you to pay close attention. Go ahead and play something like Hail to the King.
They really do suck.
I have nothing further to say.
Damn. So yeah, so Coletti weighs in on that. He is all for it. He loves Avenged Sevenfold, but I wouldn't take a lot of the shit that he has to say about music into account because he's German, and they look at shit a lot differently. They like techno music and punk rock.
The German thing has nothing to do with why I wouldn't listen to Coletti. I wouldn't listen to Coletti because he is an insane person. And he is...
Okay, I need you to weigh in, Martini. What do you think about this move? Brooks Wackerman from Bad Religion. He, of course, replaced their fucking original or whatever.
I think that Avenged Sevenfold sucks. So I wouldn't do it.
You wouldn't do it?
Join that band? No.
No? What is it about them that sucks so bad?
Well, the music, I would say.
Yeah. Are they even punk rock? What the fuck are they?
No, I don't know. I don't know what it is.
Jesus.
Honestly, I think I've probably only listened to like 30 seconds of that band, but I know for sure that I don't like them.
All right, well, how about this? 2 weeks ago, we reported that Victory Records' entire catalog was pulled from Spotify over royalty disputes. This was one of the dramas surrounding the label in recent times, including their lawsuit against Streetlight Manifesto. The news on the street now is coming from Tony Brummel himself over at the International Business Times, where he has announced that the label may have to start making cuts to its staff and bands if the internet streaming service does not restore its catalog. Isn't that fucked up? Mm-hmm. These guys are pretty crazy, Martini. So for the last, I guess, as Elena put it, it's been happening for a long time. But they sue the fuck out of bands. They're suing currently Streetlight Manifesto for $1 million, saying that they didn't do their contract, didn't complete four studio albums, but they actually completed five. But like, they did one cover record, which they said doesn't count. And then the guy's like previous band had a record, and then they just re-recorded that, and they said that didn't count either.
The record company's been doing this shit since they started. Just the same thing.
Yeah, but now they're going to pull all the Spotify songs that they represent, every Victory Records song from every band and artist or whatever, they pulled that whole catalog from Spotify, and now they said they're going to do cuts if Spotify doesn't do the right thing and start paying them for their music and shit like that. What do you think?
I don't really give a shit.
Oh, Martini, I shouldn't have brought so much weed with me. Is that right?
No, that's not it. I mean, that sucks, you know.
If you run Victory Records, what would you do? They said the Money Shot. We want to put you guys out. You guys are going to be big timers. Mm-hmm. Come on over here, kiddo.
Well, there wouldn't be a problem because we'd put out the greatest record of all time every single time that we put out a record. And everyone who's anyone knows that. So they're all saying it.
You'd bring a lot of money to the company.
So we would never have a problem.
And everything would be fine, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. After 4 years on hiatus, pop punk legends Good Charlotte announced earlier today that they have reunited, and they released a snippet of a new song called Makeshift Love, which can be heard on altpress.com. This indicates that the band is going to put out material, and we'll keep you posted as more details come to light on Good Charlotte's reunion.
That's the twins, right?
What?
Aren't they twins?
Are they?
I don't know. Right, brothers?
Teenage Bottle Rocket, the guys we were just talking about, they were twins. You know the guy who had his head dyed?
Oh, yeah.
He was the drummer, and his twin was the singer and guitarist.
See, that sucks. Why
isn't that fucked up?
Well, what's terrible is, like, one of those guys has to die and not one of the brothers from Good Charlotte. Yeah. That's the fucked up part.
Do they really? Hold on. Let me just check, huh? Good Charlotte.
That's the real tragedy here.
See, now that's good commentary. Keep it up. Yeah, the band's constant members have been lead vocalist Joel Madden, guitarist and vocalist Benji Madden. I think you're right. I mean, what the fuck, right?
I could care less. Either. They suck.
Two Maddens. So, anyway, let's get into some music, Martini.
Let's do it.
Anti-Venom, Mexico City punk act. They just released an album compiling all of their EPs and singles into one 19-track release, and the band is offering their EP, Hollows, as a single collection, and you can pay what you want for the download on Bandcamp.com. So that's pretty awesome. And actually, they had a little bit something to say. I asked them to submit a comment about the record, and here's what they had to say.
Hi, we're Anti-Venom from Mexico City. If you like your music, you can check it out at anti-venom.com. It's free, and it would be dope if you could share it.
As you can hear, Mexico City, they speak the broken English and stuff like that, man. But it's still pretty killer. Did you have something to say before we get into the song?
I was just going to say rad.
About what?
About 5 minutes ago when you mentioned the Bandcamp song. And then I just sat there.
Is yours offered for a free download? No. You wouldn't do that, right?
No.
You
no,
want I mean, money, well, Martini, right?
Well, we're not going to make any money off it selling anything.
No?
Bands make their money playing shows.
Is how they make their money. On their merch, right, and all that stuff.
And I don't see us going on tour anytime soon, or probably ever.
All right, so anyway, this is Mexico City's Anti-Venom with their track Enough is Enough, featuring the Night Gaunts, who actually we had on not too long ago, man. Also featuring Riot, Ska, Chris. Here's Anti-Venom with Enough is Enough on Dying Scene Radio.
This is Paul from Night Gaunt, man, and you're listening to Dying Scene Radio.
Peace.
Hi, this is Russ, and this is
Alan.
And you're listening to Anti-Venom from Mexico City, here on Dying Scene Radio.
Anti-Venom!
Dying Scene Radio, the home of modern punk and hardcore. I'm Gavin McInnes, and I've got a surprise coming up. Stay tuned.
Was New York-based power pop punk band Blue Eyes with their song Local Celebrity. They're actually streaming a music video for that track right there. That's the newest single off of their new record on Don Giovanni Records. So before that was 51% with their song Disconnected. That was a cover of Face to Face. And anyway, that's part of an Australian punk label's compilation. It's basically a tribute to Fat Records. And that's also out on Bandcamp for free. And you can get the download on dyingscene.com. Anyway, that was a lot of jumbo martini. How do you like free music?
I love
You're a fan?
Yeah.
Do you listen to new music? Huh?
Yeah, I mean, like the new George Strait album is the shit.
George Strait?
Yeah, and Dwight Yoakam's new album, too.
Why do I have you on this right now? Do you listen to punk rock?
Yeah, of course I do, but I also listen to country music, man. It's the shit. It's the best music of all time. That's a fact.
What's the name of that stupid fucking band that I hate so much that you like?
Who?
Yeah, you and your cousin likes and I hate them. We were talking about it last week. The Deftones, yeah.
Oh, yeah. I do love the Deftones.
Fucking suck. Tell us right now because this is a carryover from last week.
I've always loved them since I was...
Elena said she likes them. She told me I was an idiot. Also, Coletti said I'm
an
idiot.
Elena's right. You are an idiot. You are a
Coletti liked them too.
Once again, I don't care what Coletti says because he's an insane person. And I love Ben Coletti, but he knows he's insane. And he knows he doesn't really give a shit either way. But no, I love the Deftones, man. I always have. They're a heavy band.
She said they're a musician's band.
Yeah, kind of like Tool too. I love Tool. A lot of punk people hate on Tool and Deftones.
I like Tool. But the Deftones definitely suck.
That's not true.
They do.
No one thinks that.
I think that, and I bet you $1 million that most people think that.
Not most people.
Most people, if you polled, you said, do you know the Deftones, do they suck?
I think you'd be hard. I think you'd be hard pressed to find somebody that says that the Deftones suck and that they hate them. I mean, you'd find that. Don't get me wrong. But most people saying that, no, absolutely not, man. Have you ever seen them live?
Nope.
They're fucking killer live.
Why?
They're just heavy as shit. They're so good, man. You know, the only fault I'd maybe put on Deftones is that a lot of bands that kind of wanted to be them created all that screamo shit.
That's post-hardcore? Cool.
I'm talking about like that screamo shit. You know what I'm talking about.
Have you ever heard of Boy Sets Fire?
Yeah, didn't we play with them or played with the singer from that band? His new band?
Nathan Gray?
The little guy? Short dude? I think we played with them at Grand Victory in Brooklyn.
He's got a big beard, like gray beard with like a
Boy Sets Fire. Somebody from that band played in another band. Elena set up the show.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Get the fuck out of here. Yeah. So you played with Nathan Gray?
I
and you don't even realize it? You're so stupid.
I don't band wasn't really my thing. That's not my thing.
Dude.
I mean, they weren't bad. I mean, don't
let me go
wrong.
To the news. Martini, you stupid bastard. Dr. No, the guitarist of Bad Brains, has been reportedly taken to the hospital and now is on life support.
Yeah, I just read that.
Yeah, you just read that?
Yeah.
That's fucked up, huh? But Cro-Mag's vocalist John Joseph, who serves as an occasional roadie for Bad Brains, had this to say on his Facebook page. I have not responded to people asking of Bad Brains guitarist Dr. No's condition because it's not my place. The family needs to make those calls of who should be informed. That being said, after seeing Doc in the hospital today, I will say this. He's improving and he feels all the love, prayers, and PMA you've been sending worldwide, and so does his family, who are all very grateful. So, that's great, right?
Mm-hmm.
Somebody's making a recovery, I guess. Hey, did you have this on your DVR or was it fucking sports or some bullshit? Mets or... What were you into? Football right now? Everything, right? Huh?
I like sports.
Royals? You were down with the Royals winning, weren't you?
No.
You weren't?
No. I like the Cardinals. I like National League Baseball, so.
Yeah.
We're not going to talk about sports because you don't know anything. You're not a real man.
Okay.
So you don't know anything about sports. You don't. You couldn't tell me anything about any sport in the world. Speaking any kind of rule with it, which means that you.
That's not true. Tell me one thing.
Huh?
Test me.
No, I don't have to. You don't know anything about sports.
That's not true, dude. Test me on a rule. If you said I don't know
baseball,
one rule.
I would say it's the only sport that you kind of know. You do like baseball.
I don't know
that's
any.
That's the only sport
I don't
know, you
know rules in football. Hit me up with a rule right now. Hit me up with one. Dude, I know rules. I even know some people, but I just don't give a fuck
even
like that.
I know some people.
Yeah, no, you know what I'm saying? Like, I know like all
listen,
the main motherfuckers.
All I'm saying is you don't really follow sports. And in America, that means you're not a man. Okay.
Speaking of not a man, we told you it was coming, so I figured we should follow up on it. I guess we reported it on the dyingscene.com website earlier. But in case you missed it or you want to see it again, you can look on dyingscene.com for the link. You can find a video of Against Me performing True Trans Soul Rebel on Late Night with Seth Meyers. So
you can check out your future, Bobby.
Martini, I'm going to let you spin one of your songs now.
Sounds good.
What do you want to play for the people?
We're going to play Stoked.
You're going to play Stoked?
Stoked, yeah. It's a song that Ethan wrote about. Ethan's our guitar player, the songwriter of the band. And he wrote this song about Gator, the skater that was convicted of murder.
What do you mean? Tell me. Okay, so there's a skater by the name of Gator.
Yeah,
that was
professional
his name.
Skater. He's like a famous
that was his Christian name?
No, I don't remember what his real name is. But he was known as Gator.
Okay.
Yeah.
And so what happened?
A little crazy. And killed his girlfriend. I don't know the shit like Ethan knows it, you know? I know he killed his girlfriend or killed a girl that he maybe just met.
But
maybe he had a girlfriend and then he killed a girl that looked like his girlfriend. I don't know. Either way, he killed a broad. I think buried her at the beach or some fucked up shit like that.
Okay, so
Ethan likes to write songs about murderers.
Okay,
and victims.
That's what I wanted to ask. Yeah. I was going to ask that in a two-part question.
Yeah, every song is about a serial killer or its victim or just a killer or drugs or sex or.
So you guys are like horror punk.
Sure. I don't know.
No, I guess you would be.
Well,
right?
I mean, I don't know. Those are the songs he writes. I like playing them. They're really.
Did you guys
really
play
fucked up
a gig for Halloween or anything?
We haven't. We're actually playing Saturday night, a week from tonight, at Lucky Sevens with Life Eaters and Abraham Lincoln, both pretty awesome bands from around here. So we haven't played in a few months because I was gone for like a month and a half. So, but we've been practicing and written a couple new songs. And obviously, with the record coming out, we're going to do this show and then we'll do the record release show. Kind of get our feet wet again because our songs are really hard to play. And we really care about our sound, you know? So.
Yeah. All right, so here's The Money Shot with their track Stoked on Dying Scene Radio.
Off of our record Hard Rock, dumbass.
Why don't you say it?
So this right here is our new song off our record Hard Rock. The song's called Stoked. It's about Gator on Dying Scene Radio.
So you see these hands. Yeah. Cassini, bassist for The Money Shot, and you're listening to Dying Scene Radio with Bobby Pick.
like, but you won't ruin me.
Hey, kid, what do you want to listen to today?
I'm Dan Tipper!
Where do you want to listen to it at?
Dying Scene Radio!
Somehow they think I'm different. I got everything that I want. The truth.
Track Broken Things. So Naked Ray Gun, man, new song. Did you you hear about that shit? Do you know who Naked Ray Gun is? Martini? No?
I don't know.
Dude, the band's fucking like 30 years old or whatever, man. They were last week on Rancid's, you know, Tim Timebomb or whatever. He has a Sirius Satellite Radio show on Faction, and apparently they premiered it, but you can go to dyingscene.com and you could listen to the track also. That's what that was right there. They've been around like 30 years, Martini. You don't know shit about any fucking thing. Except for goddamn country. That's so stupid. True. It's pathetic. Before that was a band called Undertipper. They're a brand new band, brand new act. They're doing a full live stream on the DS website. They're from Cincinnati, and Here's Tavis from Undertipper telling us a little bit about the tune.
Hey, this is Tavis from Undertipper, here to talk a little bit about the song El Bastardo. We like to think of it as the love song on the album, only written from a little bit more of a post-mortem perspective. I think everybody's probably been in a relationship at one point or another that ended up going sideways, and you know, the reality is that sometimes things just aren't really meant to be. The song pretty much addresses that whole scenario kind of head-on without really pulling too many punches, I feel like. So, for everybody who's ever come home to a lawn freshly decorated with their own possessions, this one goes out to you guys.
It's their debut. That song was El Bastardo. Thought that was a good name of a song. That's why I threw it in there. Don't you think?
It's great.
That is a good El Bastardo. Reminds me of you. Before that, though, was a band called Aiden with their song No Gods. And I thought that was appropriate because, Martini, you don't believe in God. So.
Why? Because the name Aiden's really gay?
Oh, that's really why I put it there?
Probably.
They're from Seattle, and they just released their final studio album. They said, hey, we're going to call it quits. Fuck it. And they had a free download of the whole record. You can get that on their website. I think it's Aiden.org, pretty sure. Anyway, you'll find it. Check it on out.
No, I
What's
won't.
Up, Martini? Want some more news?
Yes, I do. Bring it.
Last week, we reported that The Offspring were back in the studio recording their highly anticipated new album with Bob Rock, who produced their last two records. Over the weekend, drummer Pete Parada posted a video of himself on Facebook in the studio laying down drums on what appears to be a new Offspring song. He also posted an update on the new album on Twitter saying, "Recording was a blast. Made it home last night just in time to carve pumpkins. Hope you all had a nice Halloween." So, we've been reporting about Offspring all fucking year, Martini. I don't know. All year, basically, they've been saying that they're going to record a new record. So now they're laying
Who?
Down drum tracks.
Who?
The Offspring.
Cares.
Martini, we're going to get your boy John Anello on the program
yeah,
soon,
get
right?
Johnny. Yeah.
He's a record producer, and he was just on the Marc Maron podcast, so this is going to be a nice step up for him, be on Dying Scene Radio. But he just got done producing the new
Violent Femmes record.
Yeah. That's going to be
Johnny's
fun.
He's always working, man.
But is he out of the town right now?
Yeah, I think he's in upstate New York. I don't know who he's recording with or anything, but he lives right here in Jersey City down the road.
And we're going to conduct that. Maybe we'll conduct it, what, at his studio? You think? Maybe, I don't know.
I don't know, wherever he wants to.
Yeah, wherever.
We could go to his house.
Oh, how about at that fucking bikini place where you guys have man lunches on a weekly basis or whatever?
Nassau Bar?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Dude, that would be great.
Yeah. I actually stole the names of those trips. Johnny was not on those trips, though.
What do you mean?
Well, he was not.
Oh! Allegedly, he was not.
No, technically none of us were.
That's right. None of you guys were.
See, this is too inside of a thing. People, the listeners aren't going to know what we're talking about. But I'll tell you. Nassau Bar is a bar in...
Everybody about this bar. This is the best bar.
That's what I'm trying to do there, Bobby.
Can you just tell the time about when I found out my father had cancer?
Mm-hmm.
And on that day, I called Martini.
Oh, yeah.
I said,
so,
Martini.
I forgot about this. That's right. So the day that Bobby told me that...
That was a cool bro move, by the way. That was one of the best things that you could do for somebody.
Well,
else.
I gotta say, the day that you told me that Bob had cancer and that it was bad, it was the first time I ever seen Bobby Pickles cry. And I met him at a bar, I don't remember where we were at, and I said, I know what'll make you feel better. We'll go to this bar that's just loaded with baseball memorabilia, and the girls are all elevated behind the bar a little bit. The bar's a little higher than the bar stools, and all the girls wear bikinis, even in dead winter.
And they're all Dominican, basically.
Basically.
And
so I told him, I was like, let's go there.
It's like the beach.
So we did. We did. And Bobby was bummed out, and I was trying to cheer him up, and we were sharing stories and just, you know, whatever. So we decided to get really stoned outside because Bobby was pretty depressed. And we go back inside, and the owner came out of his office and sprayed us with Febreze and then asked us to leave.
Yep. But then I talked to him.
And told him that your dad was dying. And
he said, I don't give a fuck. Mine already died.
Yeah, that's what he said. Basically what he said. But he let us stay.
He let us stay, though.
He did.
Anyway, that was a cool little story. So, but speaking of Mr. Anello, he actually helped record one of their songs somewhere on his discography. It shows it. But in relation to the news, there was a new interview with Social Distortion guitarist Johnny Two Bags Wickersham. stating that the band will be in the studio early next year to begin recording what appears to be their long-awaited new album, which will be the band's first released since 2011's Hard Times and Nursery Rhymes. But anyway, that's another band that's been talking about that they're going to start coming out with a new record or whatever all fucking year. That's what everybody does.
Yeah, Deftones got a new record coming out.
They do. That's why we talked about it last week.
But they suck. No one thinks that.
Man, more sad news in the punk world this week, Martini. Somebody
else. This is like listening to the real news. I don't like it.
No shit, man. Fucking Dr. No in the hospital, dude. Brandon Carlisle passes away. And, dude, I don't even know how old he was. How the fuck old was he? Hold on a second.
Well, what was the bad news you were about to deliver just now?
What was this? March 31st, 1978? Oh, man, he was an Aries just like me. Fuck. I'm bad at math. What's that? 36, 37?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
37? More sad news, though, this week. So it's been reported that Leatherface guitarist Dickie Hammond passed away over the weekend. So that was like last weekend. The weekend before this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
This weekend that passed. No cause of death has been mentioned, but he had reportedly had ill health since August 2014. So Dying Scene offers our condolences to Dickie's family and friends. And also, of course, the Carlisle clan. And I wondered what the hell brought that about. He was like completely healthy too, man.
I don't know, man. Sucks. People die.
Yeah. It's fucked up, right?
Mm-hmm.
My buddy Frankie D, dude, he just died for no reason, right? At 35 years old. You know?
Well, you'll be following all of them pretty soon. You'll get to see your dad and Frankie D soon whenever I kill you. Because that's what's going to happen.
That was pretty hardcore, Montini. Let's get some more music, shall we? These are the Albrights. They're a new surf-obsessed, totally from California punk band featuring Big Wave Dave of The Loved Ones, The Falcon, and Dave Haas, and Shreddin' Sean of Good Riddance. So they just released their debut EP, Our Wild for the Night, through Red Scare Industries. And if you haven't sampled their tunes yet, we got quite a treat for you. You can find all those on DyingScene.com. This is their track, West Coast Fuck You, on Dying Scene Radio.
Waves. We're the Albrights.
While those dopey bouncing souls are out there freezing their ass off in the East Coast,
we're bronzing our cheeks out here on the West Coast. Fuck you!
You're listening to
Dying Scene Radio.
Shred it, bro.
I wake to the sun on my face. Concrete to my back. It's been a while since I felt anything. And I'm numb with a name. My insides are turning like the tide. The sobering guilt arrives. Face down with cuts on my hands. Shot a glass in my jacket and I can't remember anything from last night. It's hard enough to feel when you're already down, the party's over. It's hard enough to feel without drinking till you drown and live a life face down. The party's over.
Nathan Gray from Voice Expiring, you're listening to the Dying Scene Radio.
Representing the dwarves, and you're tuned to the sounds of Dying Scene Radio.
Season to shoot the rotten strings.
That right there were the Italian horror punk act, Cadaver Man. Cadaver Man? Cadaver Man? Look at this.
Did you write that?
No. That's their name. How is that pronounced?
Cadaver Man.
Cadaver Man.
No, man, stop saying a B. It's an M in there.
Cadaver.
Yeah, but
Cadaver Man.
Yeah, but you're like saying ban. You kept using,
I did?
Yeah, you were using and others.
Who the fuck cares, man? That was off their new record, Tales from Cava Fistool.
I'm just, all I was trying to tell you is that that's not how letters work, but continue.
That was their track. It's called Don't Cross the Streams. You know, a little reference from, from what?
Mm-hmm.
From what, Martini? Ghostbusters.
Mm-hmm. You know, I read that Michael Keaton turned down the lead role in Ghostbusters.
Makes sense. He'd be good in that one, huh?
Yeah. Well, Michael Keaton's the greatest thing that's ever happened to the planet. So
he, dude, that
he's the best.
Yeah,
he's the best.
Yeah,
Michael Keaton's the best thing that's ever happened.
Martini. Before that was a song called "No Man, No Right," a nice feminism tune by a band called Sonic Boom. They released a video for that track right there. And Elena told me not to put it on the show today. She said she's going to talk shit about it next week, but I don't give a fuck. I liked it, even though I'm totally against feminism. I hate it, you stupid fucking idiot, Martini. And then number two in that fucking set was a song called "The Party's Over" by Youth Decay, and they also had a music video for that. And they're from Vancouver, and anyway, you could check out that music video on, of course, DyingScene.com. So, Martini, why are you looking at me like that? You look very disturbed, very like, what the fuck? What am I doing talking to this person? Bobby Pickles. Is that true?
Yeah, I've been saying that for a long time.
How long have we known each other, Martini? What's it going on, like 10 years?
Holy shit, yeah.
You moved up with me to New York from Florida. We both
No. You moved,
you moved up with me. You know what? No, you were like some tackle on a fishing lure, and I flung it up here and then just let you fester around here for a second, bobbing around. You had the little weight on you. And then you found a place, and I came a month later. Is that right?
That's true. So I came first.
Who came first? Martini?
You would have never moved. You would you would still be in Florida on the beach with Ben Coletti right now, drinking Bud Light all day, every day, pissing your life away if it wasn't for me. And you know that that's true. Deep down inside, you know that that's true. And any success you have from this moment forward, I am entitled to a profit because I am the reason that it will happen. Because it never would have happened if you stayed in Florida. And you would have stayed in Florida if I wouldn't have done that move and convinced you to move up.
That's not even true, that, man. That's the way you think of history. You can't rewrite history.
That's exactly what happened. You would still be in Florida if I wouldn't have done that.
That's not true.
It was my idea to move up there. You kept saying New York's gay, Florida's awesome, and we would argue about that. And then you just decided that's right, yeah, because we started Fat Enzo, and you were like, okay, we're gonna do this company. Let's go. We can't be successful anywhere but New York. Let's do it. I was like, yeah, all right, you're on board. And we went there. And if it wasn't for me, you would have stayed. If I wouldn't have hampered you for years, well, I guess the last 2 years while I was finishing school, you would have never moved up here. And therefore, you would still be, well, you're still very unsuccessful right now. But you would be unsuccessful in Florida, which is much worse than being unsuccessful in Connecticut. Where do you live? Connecticut?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, take that back. You're pretty much riding in straight line.
Dude, Connecticut's nice, by the way.
I don't care for it.
When you could jump right on the train, I came down here to Jersey City. I was here in like an hour and 45 minutes. Come on.
It's not like justify being like, Connecticut's awesome, man. I could jump on the train and get down here in like an hour and 45 minutes.
No, but I got to Jersey City in an hour and 45 minutes. Took the fucking path. I'm saying it's not that bad. You can get there and you could do your thing and you come here and... Whatever, man.
Connecticut.
It's
all right, yeah.
It's
Hartford.
It's still not Florida.
It's still, well, nothing's Florida.
And it's not Hartford, bro. Fairfield County is actually, if you look it up on Craigslist.
I don't care. I don't know.
Look on Craigslist sometime when you're not watching sports, right? You go on Craigslist. It's a thing that helps you buy shit sometimes, Martini.
Uh-huh.
You look for apartments and other things. If you need to buy radio equipment, for instance, you go on Craigslist. You could buy it. It might even say Jersey City as well. I'm not sure, but it definitely says Manhattan, Queens, Staten Island, FCT, Fairfield County.
I don't care about that. I don't care about relations in New York City.
Anyway, I'm not trying to.
I'm not that person that cares that, like, one of those people who, like, oh, yeah, I live in, you know, where do you live? You know, you live in Jersey. Yeah, I do live in Jersey, and I like it. So
over a year has passed since Rancid. We just talked about Rancid lead singer Tim Timebomb. Anyway, over a year has passed since Rancid released their latest album, Honor Is All We Know. Earlier this week, Tim Timebomb Armstrong posted a drawing of bassist Matt Freeman and drummer Brandon Steinickert jamming on his Twitter page, and the caption reads, "Rancid in the studio, Brandon and Matt, ink on paper, 10x10. Implying that Rancid are in the studio recording what appears to be their next album. We'll keep you posted as more details on the situation comes to light. So, and then you know what? Right up from Rancid, going right into Pennywise, and that's the way it should be because, you know, NOFX, Rancid, and Pennywise, the fucking golden three for me, Montaigne. Why are you looking at me like that?
Hey, man, that's your golden three. That's fine. That's you.
Okay.
That's great. And I'm not hating on those bands at all.
No.
I don't know why you're looking at me like
okay.
that. Like I'm about to. It's not really my thing, but...
Oh, you're going to talk crap?
No. My golden three.
Or what? Tell me.
George Strait.
Uh-huh. Dwight Wait, you're the opposite of his last name.
George Strait, Dwight Yoakam, and Hal Ketchum.
Hal Ketchum? Okay. You know who you should have been on the podcast with?
Someone that wasn't you?
No, when I interviewed Frank Turner, he's a UK folk punk artist. Very well known, man. He played like at their at the opening games, 2012 opening games. He was one of them, played in the UK and shit like that. So this is all where he gets his inspiration from. He loves the South. I was like, you love Florida? Really? You obviously didn't spend enough time there.
I mean, Florida is very hillbilly in certain areas, but I don't consider it like a
it really
part
isn't
of the South.
It's not. And on our way back.
It's its own shit stain. It's, you know.
Exactly.
Yeah.
On our way back, we were coming through the South and we stopped like to eat, you know, coming back from Florida, whatever. And I was like, you know, it'd be interesting to spend some time in the South. There's a conversation and ensued about if Florida is in fact the South, and it's not.
No, it's not. I've lived in the South. I have a lot of family in the South, but like the true South. Like my dad lives in Alabama and I used to live in Southern Georgia and South Carolina. There's good parts to it, but I will never live down there again.
What are some of the good parts?
The food. And fishing.
And gunning, shooting shit and stuff like that?
Yeah, and hunting and stuff, yeah. But
and dogs?
Fighting dogs.
Fighting dogs?
No, I'm just kidding. I don't fight dogs.
Oh, okay.
But a lot of people down there do.
They do?
Yeah.
You've killed a dog, haven't you?
What?
To like put it out of its misery or something?
Yeah,
like
an old dog. Only like it's not like something
like Lassie
I did all the time.
Or something like that? Did you do that? Did you do it as a child? Did you have to shoot it yourself?
I was like in high school.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Now, you were born on a trailer in Texas?
I was born inside of it.
Inside of a trailer?
Yeah, not on the trailer, inside of the
trailer. LA punk legends Pennywise have announced they will play three shows at the Hollywood Palladium in March, where they will perform their first three studio albums in their entirety with one album per night, and you can find all the dates on DieInScene.com. The band's first three albums are, they're self-titled, Pennywise, which came out in 1991, Unknown Road, which came out in 1993, and About Time, which came out in 1995. About the shows, Jim Lindbergh states, playing our first three albums over three nights at the Palladium is going to be ridiculous. Some of the songs of those albums we've never played live before, so it's going to be a challenge for us to relearn them all, but I think we're up to it. These are the albums that established our band as part of the whole, for lack of a better word, extreme sports and music revolution that continues to this day. It was a great time for us making those albums, and we're happy to be able to play them all in their entirety. Plus, we have some great bands joining, so it will be a blast. But it's pretty interesting how these bands have never played their music, really. You know, they just do it for the record, and then they never play it live. You know what I'm saying, Martin?
Yeah, especially whenever you record a lot of records. I can barely remember our songs, and we've done one record that's like 12, 1 minute, 15 second songs, and extremely easy to play.
You should do some solo shit, Martini. Do some folk punk.
Yeah, I'm not that kind of guy.
No?
No.
Why? Do you like Bruce Springsteen?
Yeah.
He sucks too. I just gotta tell you that.
Well,
he sucks,
doesn't.
Martini.
You gotta watch your fucking mouth, man. I'm not from New Jersey, but I'm saying you're on New Jersey soil right now.
I am, aren't
I? You start talking shit about the boss. You're
I don't give a fuck, dude.
You are liable to get your ass kicked, son. Yeah, you gotta love the boss. You have to.
Really?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't see how you don't.
Why?
I don't know.
Give me one reason. One fucking reason why.
Born to run?
Really?
Or any?
I downloaded his record, Nebraska, after we talked to Frank Turner, because he said how it was such an influence on him. Because he recorded it by himself in his like apartment or whatever, and that's what put him on the map. I thought that was interesting. But,
yeah, man, the boss is awesome, man. Still rocking.
Ah, whatever. Anyway, speaking of movies before, we were talking about Ghostbusters. Okay. If you do like movies, like I know you probably like movies. You're kind of a movie nerd, wouldn't you say? A little bit?
Yeah, definitely.
To the classics and stuff, right? If you like listening to people talk about movies as well, then you might be interested in Bowling for Soup's Jarrett Reddick's new podcast, which is pretty cool, which he just launched. It's entitled Jarrett Goes to the Movies. The show features Reddick and his buddy Rich, who, you guess it, they watch movies. And, you know, they talk about it. They elaborate on certain things. And you know what?
What, like Mystery Science Theater? Or...
Yeah, kind of.
Like make fun of it, or they just...
No. They talk like about it, and it's, you know what? It's very well produced, and it's put together awesome. It really is. And especially if you like Bowling for Soup, man.
Yeah.
The band?
Mm-hmm.
Not actually Bowling for Soup.
Mm-hmm. No, I got it.
You got it, right? You know who that band is, right?
Yeah.
Well, if you guys want to check it out, his new podcast is pretty awesome, and it's at JarrettGoesToTheMovies.com. You can find that, so... Anything else you want to talk about, Martini?
Speaking of movies, what? Did you know that they're doing Beetlejuice 2?
Are they?
Yeah, Tim Burton and Michael Keaton and Winona Ryder. And possibly Gina Davis and Alec Baldwin.
Oh, wow.
I'm sure it'll suck, but I'm very excited. Actually, it won't suck. Anything Michael Keaton's in is amazing, so.
Yeah, why do you think it would suck?
Because every time they try and do a new movie after years, it sucks. But I mean, it's going to have Michael Keaton in it, so it'll be awesome.
Yeah. Did you see the new Michael Keaton one with the, he's an actor or whatever?
The Birdman?
Yep.
That was fucking awesome.
I didn't see it yet.
You haven't?
No.
That doesn't surprise me.
It's don't care about
I know you don't. I know you don't. I know.
You know what I'm saying?
You all you care about is being the best.
Make money.
And money.
I want to make money.
That's good. I'm going to use your immoral, sociopathic, overbearing motivation to be monetarily successful to profit myself.
Wait, how?
I'll just take some of the money that you make along the way.
And just be like, this is because I got you out of Florida.
Yeah, I mean, I deserve a fee. Plus, we've started so much of this shit together over the last 10 years, and Fat Enzo, and the podcast, and all this stuff. I will at least get 15% of your lifelong earnings. At least 10%.
Everything you said is false.
If you become a millionaire, I'm getting 10%.
And it's alleged. And it's not contractual.
But you know what's crazy is, as insane as you are, you would probably pay me that money.
You know what? Yeah, I'd probably.
And then slowly try and take it back from me. By conning me into some stupid business deal that you know will fail.
Dude, that is brilliant. And you know I would do that. If you'd like fuck me over in some way and I had to like pay you 15%, and I would like go out of my way to figure out how I could, you know, because true friends stab each other in the front, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, you've been disowned by more friends than you can count.
No, I haven't.
What?
I have great friends. I've amassed so many friends throughout my life.
I know, but you've also amassed good friends and then made them hate you forever.
Yeah, but for the most part, I've pretty much made amends with them.
For now.
They'll grow to hate me again?
Of course. All anyone has to do is just be around you for an extended period of time.
And then my overbearing personality destroys everything.
Yeah. Bob Knox just left your show.
You know, I saw Bob at the concert at the Orpheum.
Did you talk to him?
He was taking pictures of Teenage Bottle Rocket. That's what he was doing. He was sitting there during Teenage Bottle Rocket's set. I went up to him. He was taking a picture of Ray Carlisle, and I tapped him on the shoulder, and he turned around, and I was like, "What's up, Bob?" I was completely fucking drunk. But I just like saw him for 1 second, and then he turned back around. He was like totally disgusted with my presence.
As is the way of Bobby.
You're going to see me cry for a second time in my life. Martini.
Crying like a little bitch.
You're going to see me crying for the second time in my life. So you over at Martini, did you have fun? No?
Oh, it was the best moment of my life.
Being on here, being on the show?
It was amazing.
So we're going to do it again sometime, you think?
Yeah, let's do it next week. But we got I want to get Johnny on. Johnny and Yellow.
Gotta work on it.
Yeah.
And then hopefully...
No, he's totally... I talked to him.
Hopefully Elena listens to this and then she decides to forgive you, just like Bob Noxious. You know,
forgive me?
Maybe forgive me and come back in my life. She hates you, apparently, and you know that's why she refused to be on today. So at least I'd like to introduce everybody to Adrian DeMartini. You all can call him Stupid Martini, and Elena will be on next week, maybe, if she finds this episode acceptable.
Very well done, Bobby.
All right, taking us out is a song by Dollar Signs. They released a new music video, of course, because that's all we play on this fucking episode is music videos, because Bobby picked all the songs this week. And anyway, they're a Charlotte-based folk punk band, just like we were saying. They released a music video for this track right here, The End, which is very appropriate. And they announced...
Can we stop saying things like folk punk and neo... folk revival or whatever that shit
it's
is.
It's a genre, dude.
It's not a genre. They you're just making stuff up.
They have sub-genres.
You're just making stuff up.
You're horror punk.
Just making stuff up.
You make
up.
Punk music about horror people, right? Serial horror killers. People. Yeah. We'll I was an English major, dude. Perfect,
songs about...
The perfect word is horror people.
Okay,
you know, I admitted on a previous...
But you know what? Even the punk thing, that doesn't bother me so much and stuff. It's the folk thing. I really hate that, like... Neo, like those Mumford and Son kind of bands, you know, that just awful. And then people are like, oh, it's neo folk revival or
that's
whatever.
That's more like
or,
a jam band, though.
Yeah, but it's just like, and then, you know, punk folk or folk punk or whatever you want to call it. Everybody wants to throw folk in with everything. There's folk music, and that's it. The only other thing that you can maybe get away with by labeling with folk would be like a folky kind of like country stuff. And that's not because I like country music. I'm just saying, if you wanted to use the term. But besides that, there's just folk music. There's no other kind of folk music. It's just folk music, and that's it.
What if the folk music is a little speeded up and a little faster than normally traditional folk music? You know, it's at a faster tempo. And they bring in, like, faster drums or some shit like that and, like, a crazy bass part and maybe a fiddle.
So you're talking about a whole, totally different kind of music?
Yeah.
It's well, then it's a different kind of music. It's not folk music.
It's folk slash punk.
That's so stupid.
Dude, it's not, man. It's evolution, you fucking asshole.
It's not evolution.
It is. It's evolution.
De-evolution.
Anyway, this is the Charlotte Folk Punkers.
Otherwise known as Charlotte Punk Band.
Dollar Signs. With their track, The End, on Dying
this
Scene Radio.
This is the end. This is the end of my childhood. I just moved into a suburban neighborhood. Fill the recycling up with bottles every week. The older I get, the more that I drink. And the more that I drink, the more it feels like a disease. I got another friend moving away from me. He's moving China next week. And I want to feel alive, so I'm working 9 to 5 for disposable income.
Ben Weasel with Screeching Weasel. You're listening to Dying Scene Radio. God help you.
Dying.